You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I have the extreme pleasure to welcome a new guest to our studio, along with a veteran. First of all, a veteran, the chair of the music department at the University of Rhode Island, Joe Perillo. Welcome back, Joe.
It's nice to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back again, and Joe has brought with him an oboist and lots of other titles, along with teacher, professor, all of those kind of things, and her name is Jane Murray. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. We're going to find out a little bit about Jane, first of all, and then the things that are going on at the University of Rhode Island in their artist series. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but Jane, a little bit about you. You are a professor at the school?
I am. I'm actually officially called an instructor.
Instructor.
Of oboe.
Instructor of oboe.
As opposed to professor. That's a different category.
Okay. Okay. It has something to do with pay, probably.
Absolutely.
All right. How long have you been at URI?
I have been at URI for over 20 years. Wow.
Wow.
That's a long time.
It is amazing. That's and so you
time.
Started when you were 9.
Well, thank you. That's lovely. That's
great. And so one of those child superstars, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
I wish.
She was.
And your background in music, did you always involved in music your whole life?
Yes. Or? My mother was a pianist. I started turning pages when I was 4 years old. She was a choral conductor, and I started turning her pages. So I've been at it for a long time.
Turning the pages on the piano. Yep. And what town was that in?
Jamestown. I'm a native of Jamestown, which is actually where I also now live, which is so thrilling to be back in Jamestown because it's so beautiful there.
A real Rhode Island person. Look at
I
that.
Am.
Okay.
Went away, but I came back.
That's a good thing. And Joe Perillo is back with us, and a lot of you would know Joe from the music world, where actually Joe was on the first couple shows we did, I think, having nothing to do with URI, but just you personally, correct?
Right, yeah.
And your music, a little bit about your background, Joe, to refresh our audience.
Well, I was director of jazz studies at URI for quite some time. I started at URI in 85. We'll go back a long time. But I've been chair of the music department now. I'm lucky to be there. Since the 1st of July, and been doing that part of the academia, so to speak.
And jazz background?
Yes, yeah, very much jazz background. Been recording and playing with different people. I guess one of the claims to fame is playing with the Glenn Miller Orchestra back in 1984.
Mm-hmm. And Not the original.
No, Glenn was about 40 years before that, I think. But, and I've been teaching at URI, the community college, and doing some touring with different people and recording and just keeping it all going.
Well, we're here to tell the audience about many wonderful things that happen at URI and in the music department particularly. There is a long list that we have. And, Joe, maybe we'll just start with a couple of the things that are coming up in the very near future. And then we'll spend a little more time with Jane on Sunday, March 6th on that event. But let's talk about some others first.
Okay. Well, there's just before Jane comes in, we have the URI Concert Band is doing a performance on March 4th. And then on the 5th is the Rhode Island Percussive Arts Society Festival, which runs all day with a wonderful director of that, Ron Stabile, who teaches percussion for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Symphony Orchestra is directed by Ann Danis, and they're featuring the winners of the student solo competitions. So, and that's two performances. I don't know if Jane has the sheet on that, exactly who's performing. Maybe
well,
I do.
Well, we'll...
Yes. Yeah, it's Christina Stavrakis on viola and Aaron Dawson euphonium. Okay. They're the winners of the concerto competition.
Excellent.
Two wonderful young musicians.
And that brings us to the event I was referring to on March 6th, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. There is a very special performance. Tell us about that, Jane.
We're going to perform an afternoon of the music of Bach, including some vocal and instrumental works from the Sacred Cantatas and some solo works, one for flute and one for viola da gamba performed on cello.
Okay. And we have some examples of some of the music for you. And tell us about this first piece that you brought
us. Well, one of the wonderful things about Bach arias is that it's an opportunity for singers to work one-on-one with instrumentalists in a way that they really don't in any other kind of repertoire. So the instruments that we're going to be featuring on our concert are the flute, played by Susan Thomas, and my family of instruments, which is oboe, oboe d'amore, and English horn, combined with our faculty members, Renee de la Garza, who's a baritone, Margaret Fraser, who's soprano, and a guest, Esperanza Tannehill, alto. And the cantata literature is uniquely pairs up the vocalists and single instrumentalists, or rarely pairs of instrumentalists. And what the first thing we're going to hear is an aria for soprano featuring the lowest member of the oboe family, which is called the oboe da caccia, or the modern version of the instrument is called the English horn. Hmm. And this is an aria from Cantata No. 1. It has a German title, but the translation of the title is "The flames of your vengeance strike down already upon our heads."
Well,
so it'd
like
be interesting to see if people can hear the writing illustrating the flames. It's very sort of sparkly, right? A very flashy writing.
All right, great. Well, let's give it a listen right now.
Thank you.
Well, now listening to that music, I found out something today. There's a saying, I guess, amongst instrumentalists, of which I am not. Jane, what did you say? You always have what?
I said in a Bach aria, the instrumentalist always has the first word and the last word.
Right. Starts out with the instruments, vocalist in the middle just for a little, you know, a little something different. And then the important part, the instruments finish off.
We always get the last word.
Get the last word. That's great. All right. Well, very nice music. Now, the actual recording was done when? Do you know that?
That was a recital that we did in, I believe, 1998. Another one of this kind of university artist recital.
So right from URI?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're listening to the real thing there, not something that was done in Europe or anywhere else.
Nope.
But right here at beautiful downtown URI, only a five-minute drive away from our extremely gorgeous studios here in Exeter, Rhode Island. This is going to be on Sunday afternoon, March 6th at 3 p.m., and I'm looking at what is like a postcard announcement of the program, and I'm sure, Jane, you may not have realized this, I'm sure there's a misprint. It says $10 for general admission. Is that correct?
Not a misprint.
That's the real thing?
That's the real thing. I actually double-checked before I printed the card, so I wouldn't
have
made a mistake there.
$10, what a deal, and this is general admission. Students are only $5, and this is going to be at the URI Fine Arts Center Recital Hall, and that's on Upper College Road, right down the end of Upper College Road.
Yeah.
And, Joe, is there information about this on a website, or is there a website people can go to to find out about all the things we're talking about today?
I think there is. There's a whole calendar of events for the entire semester. Probably the best thing to do is go to www.uri.edu and just do a search for music.
Okay.
Music department, and it'll bring you to the website. The other website title is very long.
All right, so uri.edu, and then go to music,
and find it
from there. And if you'd like a phone number for information, you can call 401-874-2431, and they can order tickets that way, too?
You usually don't order. It's just first come, first serve.
Okay, so it's informational purposes for that phone number.
Sure,
right.
It is.
All right, great. Now let's go to the next piece of music that's involved with the program that, Jane, you brought along with you. Tell us about what's coming up.
Well, the first piece that we listen to is not a piece that we're going to perform on the March 6th concert. It is using people that will be performing, but it's a different piece.
Okay.
The next piece we're going to be listening to is actually a rehearsal that we did last week for the March 6th concert. So this particular aria from Cantata number 94 will be performed on the concert. And this is for our guest artist, Esperanza Tannehill, who's a wonderful alto, and she's going to be doing this aria with the flute obbligato. And this one is, the translation for this one is great. It says, deluded world, even your riches, goods, and money are trickery and counterfeit.
Now, I have to tell you that we have a little thing going on here in the studio. That's not what you would find if it were on a CD jacket. That's not the title you would find, right?
No, that's the translation from the German,
am
not going to try to pronounce German in front of all these people.
We're not going there. So,
We'll
make that
work. Don't make me embarrass myself in front of all these lovely people.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the University of Rhode Island Music Department.
Thank you. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the University of Rhode Island, specifically Jane Murray, who is an oboist, and she is here telling us about the program that is going to take place on Sunday, March 6th at 3 p.m., which is an afternoon of Bach arias. So that's going to be a wonderful thing, and we've listened to a couple pieces so far. I noticed in that last piece before the break, Jane, was that an organ I could hear in the background?
That's right. All of the cantata arias are accompanied by what we call a continuo. A continuo is a combination of either organ or harpsichord and a cello. And In our case, it's going to be the wonderful Fred Jodry, who is the music director of Scala Cantorum of Boston and also the choral director at Brown University. And my good friend from college, Ted Mook, who was a cellist in New York for 30 years and has moved back to Charlestown to come back home. And the organ that we're going to have is a wonderful little portative pipe organ that was built by Glenn Jatari of Rehoboth.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fabulous little instrument, and it's made it possible to do programs like this in smaller concert halls because you don't need to have a massive
the
pipe
mighty
organ.
Wurlitzer doesn't
Fred
have to be there, right?
Fred puts this little organ in the back of his Subaru, and he drives it from gig to gig.
Well, the Subaru is important, and we're glad we got a plug-in for them, and we'll get some money from them soon.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to do these things with a pipe organ, which has a different kind of a sound than the harpsichord.
Okay.
We will be using the harpsichord for the two instrumental pieces, which will also be on the program. The Viola da Gamba Sonata, which will be played on cello by Ted Mook, and the Flute Sonata, which will be played by Susan Thomas.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's get back to Joe Perillo, who is the chair of the music department. He's here with us this evening, as well as Jane. And Joe, we'll get back to some highlights of things coming up. We've gone over the items before the concert on the 6th. What about after that?
Well, after that, even just a few hours after that, we have the wind ensemble, the URI Symphonic Wind Ensemble, directed by Gene Pollard, that evening at 7. And then we have, there's a half dozen student recitals coming up, everything from jazz, classical piano, violin, recital, two classical piano recitals, two percussion recitals, jazz recital.
Oboe.
And there's an oboe.
You remember the oboe, Jane.
One of my students has her recital. 27th at 3.
Oh, yeah, okay. So she comes up. Yeah, she comes up as well. And then we have the NATS Festival, which is the National Association of Teachers of Singing, which you're probably familiar with, Mike.
I am.
But and they're coming in, and that's directed Peggy Frazier, who's on this program with Jane. She coordinates that whole thing, does a wonderful job putting that together. And then more student recitals until we start hitting the Rhode Island Music Educators Choral Festivals that are coming up. And we're doing the high school festival, we're doing the junior high festival, and the elementary school festival, too. So we've got lots of things coming
Lots of things happening up there at URI. That's a great thing. And the way for that to continue is to have all of our listeners go out and support URI, show up at the Fine Arts Building, support these programs and cheer them on, and let's keep that kind of music alive and well. You mentioned Gene Pollitt. Met with him just the other day. He's been on the show many times.
Yeah.
Director of the American Band on the side of what he does at URI. And here's a little announcement for you that the public isn't aware of. The group that I'm associated with, the Narragansett Bay Chorus, is going to be doing a concert with the American Band on May 22nd at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. So we'll give you more information about that as it comes along, but very anxious to work with Gene and his group. That's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Right now, getting back to the program on March 6th, and we have another piece that Jane's going to tell us about.
We do. This is another piece from the 1998 recital featuring Rene de la Garza, who's a baritone, And this is a terrific aria that features two oboes and English horn. We won't have that many oboes in the house on March 6th, but it was really fun to have my colleagues from the Philharmonic come and play this aria with me for Renee in 1998.
And Renee is also a veteran of this show, been on several times, been on Conducting Conversations.
And this one is another one that talks about flames. Phil Utterly, your divine celestial flames, this faithful breast that longs for you. Our souls feel the most powerful urges of burning love and taste on earth heavenly desire. Wow.
Wow. All right. Here we go. Jane, since we have you here, and you have more than one hat that you wear, tell us about some of the other things you're involved with at the university.
Well, in addition to teaching all the oboe students, I am the coordinator of the community music program, which is an opportunity for students in the department to learn how to get used to studio teaching, mm-hmm. and members of the community to come in and get lessons. We have private lessons. We also have classes for adults who want to take beginning piano, and a wonderful class that meets on Saturday morning for children who are between the ages of 4 and 7 who come with one of their parents or grandparents to learn the piano. It's called Four Hands Together, and it's taught by Christine Mueller, whose husband is on the faculty at URI.
Great.
It's a wonderful class.
This has nothing to do with students necessarily. These are people in the community that are welcome in.
Well, that's right.
That's a great thing. Great use of the facility. And for those of you listening, there's an opportunity. You always wanted to learn the piano?
That's right. You can go to uri.edu/communitymusic.
Depending on your age, you either get your parent or grandparent to come with you, but probably the other way around, you can bring your child or grandchild.
That's right.
On Saturday morning. Sounds like a great opportunity. Joe, touch on a few of the other things coming up. I think we left off.
We talked about the NATS, the National Association of Teachers of Singing, and I mentioned the Rhode Island Music Educators Choral Festivals.
Right.
But we also have a very, very big piano extravaganza that's run by Manabu Takasawa, and he's a classical piano teacher at URI, mm-hmm. and he's bringing in some wonderful guests to do the Belsky Maxwell piano duos coming in. Then they do an evening of student pianists, mm-hmm. and then they do an evening of professional pianists, including these guests, Belsky Maxwell piano duo on Saturday night. Saturday during the day, they have an adult piano competition. And I think it's on Sunday they'll be doing high school and middle school, I think, or junior and high school.
This
division.
Is in April?
Yeah, this is in April. This is April 8th through 10th.
All right. Well, sounds like we should do a show just on that alone.
That'd be wonderful.
Have to have you come back and we'll talk more about that. Okay, well, that leads us back to Jane and the fourth piece of music that she has for us.
This is actually one of the pieces that we're going to be performing on March 6th. It is a duet for soprano and alto, and it also uses two instruments in the obbligato portion, flute and oboe d'amore.
Oboe d'amore.
Oboe d'amore, that's
sounds
right.
Sounds like an old song I used to know. All right, we'll listen to that now, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the University of Rhode Island Music Department.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening listening to music provided to us by the University of Rhode Island. In particular, Jane Murray is here, oboist, and bringing the Bach music to us. And Joe Perillo, chair of the music department, telling us about some of the events coming up. And Joe, time flies, so we find ourselves in a very short last segment. And I just want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mike,
being
for
here with
us.
And look forward to seeing you in just a short time. We'll talk about that piano concert coming up.
That would be great.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Joe. And
thank
Jane,
you.
Thank you so much for coming in this
thank
evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to make this, this last segment has to be a little bit short because Jane, quite frankly, just did not want to cut any of the music that you've heard so far. So we're down to our last piece. And we have, you know, I always thought an oboe was an oboe, but off air, you were telling me that's not necessarily correct, right?
Well, there are three members of the oboe family, actually four members of the oboe family, but three of them will be featured on this concert because Bach featured them prominently in the cantata repertoire. The standard oboe in C, which you haven't heard, but you will, and the English horn, which is in F, which people are more familiar with because it's featured in orchestra. And that's actually the chair that I hold in the Rhode Island Philharmonic. I'm the English horn soloist. So people may be more familiar with my English horn playing. But the oboe d'amore is actually in the middle of the range between the oboe, which covers the soprano area, and the English horn, which covers the lower area. The oboe d'amore covers sort of alto tenor area. So it's a really interesting voice. It's got a completely different color than the oboe and the English horn. And it's really, Bach's music is the place that we all get to hear the oboe d'amore. There are very few other composers that use it. I think Strauss uses it in his Alpine Symphony. Ravel used it in Bolero to play the tune. Telemann wrote a couple of things for it as well. But the lion's share of repertoire for the oboe d'amore is in Bach. And the last piece that I've brought to play for you is actually a concerto for oboe d'amore and strings that I did with the Ocean State Chamber Orchestra many years ago. So it's a full 13 minutes of oboe d'amore.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we don't have time for that, but we'll listen to as much as possible and then fade out into the sunset. Jane, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.